So another sort of biologic question that kind of sneaked up on us the last couple of years has been HER2-positive metastatic colorectal cancer, which is not rare at all, from what I've been told. What, maybe 5% of colon cancer or more than
Yeah,
that?
I mean, it's probably sitting around the BRAF mutation numbers, maybe
Right.
just slightly less.
Right. So in any event, we asked about the issue of using anti-HER therapy in patients with HER2, I guess, amplified, not mutant, but amplified colorectal cancer. And the audience was kind of all over the place in terms of trastuzumab, lapatinib, the combination, but actually only 20% of the audience gave the answer that all the faculty gave, which is the combination of trastuzumab and lapatinib. And maybe you can talk a little bit about the data that drives this and what you've seen in your own practice with this combination.
Yeah, so this is data from the HERACLES study where they took patients with HER2 overexpressing colorectal cancer and they gave them trastuzumab and lapatinib and saw a wonderful response rate. I think it was like 30-40% that was long, it was very durable for these patients using that combination, and that's being studied further. And then there's also the MyPathway study where they took, this is one of these basket studies where they took patients that they found who had HER2 overexpressing cancers, not only colorectal but others as well, where they gave them trastuzumab and pertuzumab. And HER presented some data at GI ASCO this recent January where you saw about a 40% response rate, again, durable responses for these patients. And so this is begging the question, how do we take this further into development? And is this the combination or would trastuzumab alone work? There's been some anecdotal reports looking at trastuzumab alone for these patients. Again, very small numbers, very anecdotal, where they haven't seen as much response as they have with doublet therapy, whether it be lapatinib and trastuzumab or trastuzumab and pertuzumab. So the next step, I think, is actually finding more of these patients and building on the numbers that we see. And is this something that could potentially be registered?